RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everyone. You're on a sunny Saturday in Western New York. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Cozio, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. We are live today in Cheektowaga at the beautiful Diamond Hawk Golf Course, and it's a beautiful day to play golf. And we'll be here on WGR for the next hour, giving you the best spot for golf talk here in Western New York. Kevin, it's a beautiful day. The sun is out. I know you're ready to play today.
Wait, what makes you think? What makes you think I would play today?
You were swinging in the parking lot. You've got your golf shoes on already.
Yes, and, I'm playing today.
Yes,
Kevin doesn't need a sunny day to play. Yes,
I'm. There we go. My mic's working now. Yes, I'm playing. I played yesterday. See, I'm a little disappointed in myself yesterday. I'm participating in a 2-day tournament. Shocking to Jeff, I know.
No, the shocking part is that it's only 2 days.
Right. The shocking part.
Well, the season, if I were running, it would be three.
Yeah.
All right.
But, Invitational season has started. Yes, for Kevin.
Yes. That's what my wife said. Really? This seems early. I'm like, well, you know.
It only runs for 6 months.
I just can't say no. And, you know, I just didn't play well. But, you know, when you get like a little boost, like when you get home and you get the email from the golf shop, it says results, and you're like, oh, my God, I won a skin. All right. Everything's good. The one birdie I made, skin. So, good stuff.
Excellent.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just laughing at Kev because we've heard these stories because
it plays in every. It's part of the show.
It is part of the show.
Absolutely.
Yes. Kev loves golf.
Well, usually you hear the stories of me saying, "All right, Jeff, let me tell you about the 16 handicap."
Right. The guy made a birdie. Yeah.
Who made five birdies?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Well, I got in trouble as a head pro once because somebody had a net 58 on their, you know, on their own ball, and I got up there at the game and I'm like, "Well, congratulations on, you know, career," and I just went on and on. Wow, you beat the statistics. The USGA will tell you it's a 1 in 15 million chance to shoot 1,400. Yeah, I got a little talking to by a
board. You know what's
member.
Always interesting to me because that, and Bri, you've probably seen this happen. Like, you go to play in a tournament and, like, so, you know, this is a new event for me. And they're like, hey, well, bet you so-and-so will be in the lead because this person always comes back from Florida and their handicap's 15, but he'll shoot a 78, right? That happens. Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, it was the same as the name the guy told me. I'm like, well, you're right. He goes, it happens every year.
Funny how guys at the club know those people. Yes.
Yeah. That's right. All right, here, coming up on the show from Diamond Hawk, we will be previewing next week's PGA Championship, which we are really excited about. We've been talking about Phil Mickelson a lot as of late, and he'll be in another major coming up. We'll talk about that. Sam Burns on the PGA Tour here this week at the AT&T Byron Nelson Championship. He won just a few weeks ago. He's in the lead. We'll get our PGA Tour leaderboard check. Also, Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. That's coming up. Golf in Southern Ontario not going well. So we know we've got some listeners in Southern Ontario. We're gonna talk about that. Also, did you see what Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, and his buddies are going to be doing in one day?
I did.
That's a cool day.
It's going to be an amazing day. So we'll talk about that. Also, we've got a few minutes coming up in about 25 minutes or so from now. Ryan Hasenauer, our friend from Batavia Downs Gaming, he's going to come on for just a few minutes and give us his Preakness picks for today. Yes, it's the second running of the Triple Crown. So as we do traditionally here on Tee to Green, we know a lot of people like to watch the Triple Crown races. So he's going to give us a couple of minutes with his picks here along the way. But let's hear for our first segment, bring in Freddie Zillner, the Director of Golf Operations here at Diamond Hawk Golf Course. Fred, good morning. Thanks for having us again.
Good morning. Thanks for coming out.
We are here about a month and a half or so ago, and it was flurrying on our way walking in, but it has been a great second half of the week, and the weather forecast looks phenomenal. It feels like now our normal late spring, early summer golf weather is here. I know that you guys are rocking out and ready to go here with what should be maybe our best full week of golf of the season so far.
Yeah, it's looking really good. The weather finally turned our way. It started early. It kind of gave us a little teaser, you know, and we were rolling early, but no, things are going really well right now. We're, you know, we got full packed tee sheets and just loving every minute of it right now.
The story that we talked about when we were here the first time, and we spoke with some of the members of the new ownership team, is that there is a new ownership group here and a new vibe and a new feel. And I know if you're on social media, you've been seeing some of the fun activities that have been going on here, but I know, Fred, from someone that was here before to now the new ownership team, I know you've been a big part of this change. For those that maybe didn't hear about it from our last show or some other news from it, tell us what's going on here, because obviously I know I can sense just from talking to you that you're really excited here of what's going on.
And no pressure, because they're sitting right behind
That's
you.
Right. They're sitting behind
no pressure
you.
At all.
Well, safely distanced, by the way,
that's
folks,
right, that's
with
right.
masks.
That's right. That's right.
Well, there is a really – it's a great, fun, new vibe here at Diamond Hawk. We've – you know, the new ownership – they've done a fantastic job, not only with social media and marketing our projects, but, you know, we have all new golf carts supposedly ordered, and they will be here supposedly this summer.
But that's a lot of orders in any industry that, right
exactly.
now, right?
We've got all new, you know, maintenance equipment, you know, and the entire feel of the place has changed quite a bit. The activity level in our clubhouse after golf is great. We've got, you know, Wild Bill's barbecue out back. You know, we always have the smokers going, and it's just a lot more relaxed feel. You know, when you're playing golf, you're supposed to be having fun, and that's what guys are doing now.
You know, I want to say something about the smoke, because they had the ribbon cutting event, which two guys skipped, but somebody made it. Yeah, that was a shot at Brian and Jeff. But anyway, you missed out on a great time because while Bill was sampling, you know, the smoked pork and everything, it was fantastic. But for those of us who might live upwind,
I was saying you live close to here. You can smell it.
Well, my another guy in a neighborhood up, he was here too, and we were chatting. Like, did you smell this? I said I did. That was here. I was like, yeah. I'm like, all right, I like that prevailing easterly wind. I, you know,
makes you hungry. You want to come in for dinner.
It is That's a good great smell. Marketing right there.
You know? Absolutely. You can't beat that one.
Jeff, you've mentioned how, I mean, we've been mentioning it for, I feel like, more than a decade here on our show, that the golf industry has to continue to try to make golf fun.
Correct.
The demographic is changing. If we're going to keep growing the game, we've got to find more ways to make it fun. And doing some of the extra things like we're seeing here at Diamond Hawk and other places around Western New York where they're being more creative. It's not just show up, play 18 holes, go home, or kind of maybe do it the old school way. Like, there's a whole bunch of different ways. We see the big golden tee game in here that has just been brought in that we, you know, we didn't see a month ago. Like, little extra things like that, the barbecue, the smoker. I mean, you've got to make it an experience, I think, for
everybody.
Yeah,
you need to attract people. Golf's becoming more inclusive, I would say, and there's more people getting into the game. It's a lot more diversity. Yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years at a lot of the private clubs, and even the private clubs are changing. You know, you couldn't wear jeans. There's clubs where you had to wear high socks if you were going to wear shorts, you know. So you can't. All those things are going away, and I think it's a good thing. People are having more fun, get people out in the game, make it more inviting. There's barriers to playing golf, right? There's people think there's a cost barrier. There's the intimidation factor. There's a lot of things, and those walls are starting to be broken down, and more people are being introduced to the game because of it.
Also, too, there's a time barrier for people, too.
Right.
So more different ways to enjoy an experience, even if it's maybe nine holes and dinner or something like that, or an event maybe even where you're coming here, or it's even just coming to use your great practice facility.
Well, our facility is fantastic for practice. We have the chipping, we have the sand trap, we have the short game center, plus the driving range. But, you know, we're looking at doing night golf here. We're looking at, you know, all kinds of things. Friday nights are fish fry night. They play, you know, husband and wives come out here, play nine holes, come in for a fish fry. You know, you can't... I'm pretty biased. I don't think you can find better food at any you know, public course out there. We've got a great team in place. Plus, our golf course, you know, is pretty good.
Oh, for sure. It's always in great condition.
Better than pretty good.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
I like the nickname of it now.
Dog.
And I only know this because, you know, I'm still getting these social media posts about me doing the Rodney Dangerfield dance. You had a better chance if the show was last night, by the way.
Damn.
But calling it the Hawk, I think, is a great move for it. You know, because golfers would be like, hey, let's go play the Hawk.
Yep.
Hey, tonight at the Hawk. I think... and the new logo, like all those things.
The new logo is awesome. It's almost
like you have a marketing guy.
It is. It's amazing. You know, it's almost like the marketing guy's right behind you.
No, but I think that matters. I think that resonates with, as Jeff said, is we're trying to get more inclusive and make it more of a destination and more things going on. You got music here, I know, on Wednesday nights, right?
I mean, we're working on having music almost. Every league night, just to keep people here. We had Beatles night Wednesday night. It was fantastic. Our turnout, we had a, you know, socially distanced packed house, and it was a blast. Everybody enjoyed themselves. You know, people are calling, coming in. You know, golf is, you know, when I was young, there was no problem attracting people to golf, and then we had that lull, and it seems like now people are realizing how safe the sport is and how much fun it is. You know, you don't have to play 18 holes. You can go out there and play nine holes and still have a great time.
Yeah, I think PGA of America and a lot of people in golf have done, Jeff, a great job of saying, hey, look. And we've said it on the show here in the last few years, nine holes is okay, boys.
Nine holes is right? Great. And I would bet your nine-hole rounds are going up. And if you look
– way up.
Yeah, way up. If you look, a lot of the new golf courses are being designed in six-hole loops now because, well, you can play six, you can play 12, you can play – give you a little more options as to how many holes you want to play because people are playing many, many more nine-hole rounds. And I think I'm a nine-holer myself. I'm a big fan of nine holes.
Well, Jeff, what you're saying, I mean, that was the big talk in golf. 12 holes was the big talk because it was like, you know, when you're a business person, you can play 12 easy. You know, 18 may take you a little too long.
Right. Yeah.
And pace of play, too. If you keep the pace of play going, that people always tend to enjoy that also. So.
Well, we run at a 10-minute tee time, and it really does help the pace of play. We found, you know, between, you know, you always want to be 8 minutes and, you know, pack people in.
The data will tell you differently. Yeah, it'll tell you. All it does is slow down play. Yep.
And even in the end, if the course itself, you feel like, you know, if you change the times to, well, could I go in 9, could I go 8, could I go 10, in the end... If you maybe get one or two less foursomes by the end of the day, but if every foursome out there is enjoying themselves, the return of them coming back, probably, Fred, I'm sure the research has shown that you're going to get way more business out of that anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you walk away from the golf course, you're smiling, you stop in for a beer, you can go home and you don't get yelled at. That's all good.
Yeah.
But I will say this, this is for all you golfers out there. If you're slow or some of your group's slow, do not book the first tee time.
Oh. Absolutely
right?
Not.
I mean, you got a turtle out there first. Your day's done, right?
Yeah, especially when your course is packed all day because you can only go as fast as the people in front of you. And, yeah, that's – I always – all my junior programs, all my women beginner golf programs, no one cares what you shoot when you play. They do care how fast you play, though.
Correct.
You can shoot 140, and people are going to have a good time with you as long as you keep up.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's a big problem.
What's the biggest, like, faux pas with pace of play, do you think, out there? Is it because people don't know how to handle carts? Is it around the green? Is it on the tee?
Can I answer this?
I think
unless you're playing a competition, because we just did this last match with PGA Junior League, and it works great. Hey, all right, the group that starts putting, finish. Like, don't
continuous
mark,
putting?
Continuing putting. So, like, hey, if it's your turn to putt, putt out. All right. Instead of everybody marking their ball every time, you'd be amazed how much time that saves, right?
And it only takes like one or two guys. Like like you might know the high handicap or the person that's going to shoot a good score. You know the slow players at your club, and sometimes they're oblivious. You know, it's the little things. It's right in the score on the green, or in the cart next to the green, or going right. back for
drive
another
up to
club.
The next tee before you write down the score.
Right, little things. Just being aware that there's someone in front of you. I always said your place on the golf course is directly behind the group in front of you, not directly in front of the group behind you. So you want to keep up, the group in front of you.
And it seems like there's many times too where you're like, these guys are oblivious to the fact that there's a group behind you. It's okay to look back at the tee and see, like, hey, are they waiting on? They've been waiting on the last three tees. We better pick it up here. Like,
if you look back and their hands are on their hips, you know, the old hand on the hips thing, standing there, you know you're slow.
Well, but if you're looking forward, if you get up to the tee box and your group's on the green on a par four or five, like, you know you're a shot behind.
Then it's time to position. Pick up, catch up.
Time to catch up.
Yep.
Well, the worst thing that I get is, well, I paid my money. Yeah. We understand, but there's 100 people behind you that paid their money to.
Yeah.
You know, you get penalized in a professional tournament if you're slow. You know,
yeah, it doesn't happen often, though.
No, but that's a big piece of it. Let's face it. If the PGA Tour set a better model, then I think all the rest of the golf world would follow. Let's face it. What the pros do is what the amateurs do with everything. We mimic their warm up. We mimic how they putt. We everything. We mimic how they dress.
If Bryson DeChambeau is in your first group out at a club like this, it would be a long day for you.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But people look up to Bryson DeChambeau because he's one of the best golfers in the world.
He's not the slowest player, though. I can tell you that.
No,
they're slow.
But if the PGA Tour players played their rounds faster, I mean, they play in twosomes, and I understand they're playing for millions of dollars, so there's that piece of it. But they're playing in twosomes, Kevin, and how long is a round golf? Four plus hours?
So here's where I'm going to defend the players, okay? And you say, well, of course you can defend the players. You're out there on the course. So a lot of them get put on the clock more often than you know.
Yeah.
They get told all the time, let's move up. But here is why things get slow. When they have to get rulings, and you're like, well, why? They should know the rules. How? Yeah, but everybody's got a phone out. There's a camera on every single player. And if they make a mistake, right, even just a cart path drop, if they make a mistake and it's caught on camera, they lose a lot of money and points for playoffs and all those things.
So phones are the issue. Phones also might be bad for pace of play for amateurs, too, where people are on their phone.
I think they need more rules officials out on them. I'm surprised. You know, like the majors, there's a walking rules official with the last groups typically, right?
Correct.
But not during, you can't have it during the week at a tour event. There's too many players. But I feel like there should be 20 rules officials out there, not four. You know?
No, there's six. There's six for every tour, for 18 holes. So, they cover a four-hole stretch, three-hole stretch. So there's enough guys out there. But if there's guys need ruling after ruling, and I understand.
But if you're four holes away and I'm trying to get a ruling from you and you got to get on your cart and I got to get you on the radio, that's a rain delay right there.
Yeah. But you understand why they call the rules officials over.
Oh, yeah. I would, too.
The mistakes are way too costly.
The moral of this whole story is we know it always can be improved, and if everybody does their piece, it'll help out.
Yeah, here's two words for League Night, by the way, or three two words for League Night that are important for everybody listening. It's good.
Yes.
It's good. That's right.
It's good.
Freddie Zillner with us, the director of golf operations from Diamond Hawk Golf Course, Brian Colesiel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, as we are live here in Cheektowaga, and happy to be back here on a beautiful sunny day here at Diamond Hawk. Just got a tweet in here from Mike. He says, looks like a beautiful morning at Diamond Hawk. We'll be there on August 5th for the Damon Athletics Wildcat Golf Classic. So, speaking of events, What if somebody's listening, a business or an operation like Damon, somebody like that? You guys are hosting events here. Can you give some information about that?
Absolutely. Well, we're doing quite a few events this year. It's going really well. Damon is fantastic. They had their tournament here last year. We do everything that we can possibly do to be socially conscious of COVID and things like that. A lot of tournaments are actually going to take out dinners. Mm-hmm. Which Damon did, and we set that up so people can go through nice and quick, take their meals home. We don't like that. You know, we'd love to have them here, enjoy the experience, but we understand people still have a little hesitancy, so we're able to do whatever they want. We're actually, it's kind of a neat year because people are being really creative. Some people are bringing a lot of food vendors out on the golf course so they don't have to come back for dinner. They're doing all their prizes virtually. Yeah. So it really has changed the game a lot, you know, and I think for the better, because the biggest complaints people have doing a tournament takes so long. I don't get out of here till 10 o'clock, you know, 8 o'clock at night. Now they're thinking, you know, they're trying to move it along, and we love it. I mean, it's just, you got to be creative with those things.
We had we tried something that a couple golf tournaments did. We put a 4.5 hour cap on it. So after 4.5 hours, boom, we're serving dinner. And if you want to keep playing, you can. But most people, if they had 16, they were done, you know, and they just come
in.
That's
a great idea.
And if you did it that way, at least you could plan your day and know, hey, it's only going to take me this long to have everything done. Because, like it said, you got one group out there in a scramble, and they'll be three holes behind. And that can take, you know, and there's a lot of beginners that play in those things. And there's sure. a lot of people that play once a year in those things.
It's a social event. It's a gathering. Something should be happening, which they're not happening in Southern Ontario.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's save that. Let's save that for next segment.
I feel for our listeners in Southern Ontario, golfers.
We're talking about golf, and they can't even.
The people who work in the industry in Ontario that are suffering right now.
I know. We'll get to that here, but I want to give Fred a chance here to give out information again. If somebody wants to contact you about holding their event or even just more information about golf, what's the best way to do it?
We'd love you to either send us an email to fzillner@diamondhawkgolf.com. or right to our clubhouse, or just give us a call, 651-0700. We're happy to answer any questions. If someone has questions on tournaments, you know, you can talk to myself or my staff. They're all knowledgeable about tournaments, so we can, you know, try to find a date that works for you.
All that information to diamondhawkgolf.com is the website. So
yep,
and that's tee time information. Everything
tee time. Everything we have. Yep. Actually, one of the easiest ways for people to make tee times, just go on the website. Our site's working really well, and make your tee times online. Because to be quite honest with you, our phone rings all day, and I hate to miss phone calls. But if you're looking for a tee time, make it online. It's the quickest, easiest way to do it.
Excellent. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
And new ownership team, thank you for having us here again. Okay, we'll take a quick time out here from Diamond Hawk. When we come back, we'll get Ryan on the line from Batavia Downs for a couple of Preakness picks. We'll pick up on the Southern Ontario piece. Also, our PGA Tour leaderboard, Jeff's Tip of the Week. Got a lot to get to here. We're excited to be at Diamond Hawk. And we'll be back with more in a moment right here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home club, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
We will get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here in just one moment. Jeff's going to... We debated about pace of play last segment. Jeff's going to give you his three most important keys to playing with good pace of play here in just one moment as we welcome you back to Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. I want to thank Freddie Zildner, the Director of Golf Operations, for joining us last segment. If you're just joining us, you want more information on Diamond Hawk and some of the things that Fred talked about, we'll have the entire show up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com. We'll also tweet out the link just a little bit after the show this morning. Okay, we'll get to that tip on pace of play. But a few minutes here with our friend Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. He comes on during the three Triple Crown races to give you the best advice out there. Ryan, good morning. And we know we've always have a chance at a Triple Crown going into this race, although for the first time in a long time, there was actually a thought that maybe the winner, Medina Spirit, was not going to race this week. But the horse will be in and a chance to try to complete leg two of the three.
Yeah, it's definitely a touch-and-go situation there for a while, Brian. The horse tested positive for a banned substance, but again, people need to realize this is like it's like icy hot or biofreeze. It's something that just they put on the horses, to kind of help it recover. It's not a performance enhancer. So, and he also had picograms worth of this substance inside of his body, which is like, you know, 1/1,000,000,000th of a gram or something along those lines. So this is a very, very small amount. He's tested negative every single time he's been tested this week at Pimlico. So if he tested positive 2 weeks ago and it takes however long to get out of your system, and yet he's testing negative at Pimlico, you know, it's really kind of a weird situation. But
so, Ryan, this is not the stuff Barry Bonds put on.
No, definitely not. So what's interesting, too, though, and I didn't even realize this until I was doing a Preakness preview with Todd yesterday on our Facebook page, is that Bob Baffert is 5-for-5 when his horse wins the Derby and then races in the Preakness 2 weeks later. If you remember last year, Bob Baffert won, and then his horse for the Preakness, that race was about 3 weeks later, and, of course, he lost. So, really something to think about with Bob Baffert being 5-for-5 when it comes to his Derby winners. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens today. Most times like 6:47, I think, and it'll be on NBC. But you can make your wager anytime today at an OTB branch or on Batavia Bets.
Now, isn't the Preakness a big one for the favorites? I heard some stat where it's the favorite wins a high percentage of the Preakness. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's actually more than half. Half of the time, I think, since they started doing this, the favorite, the horse that goes off is the favorite, whoever that might be. Wins the Preakness. So it's kind of a formful race, as they say.
Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel joining us here on Tee to Green. The Preakness Stakes, as he said later today, Kevin just literally threw cash on the table. Yeah. You're ready to make your wager already here?
Yeah. Make it happen.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned Bob Baffert. Of course, we've got a lot of headlines. Ryan, he also has another horse with another great chance. The second on the betting line favorites, Concert Tour. Isn't that another Baffert horse right there?
It is. And what's interesting about Concert Tour is that he would have been the Derby favorite, except he finished third in the Arkansas Derby. So he was highly touted to be, you know, the favorite in the Derby. They put him in the Arkansas Derby, and he just kind of faded. He was, you know, leading by a head down the stretch, and then he just got outkicked by Superstock and ended up, you know, third. And at that point in time, Bob Baffert said, you know, we're going to actually wait. We're going to skip the Derby. We're going to look at the Preakness. And so a horse that probably could have been the favorite, it moves over there. The other interesting thing about him is Joel Rosario, who has ridden Concert Tour for all of his starts there, is now not on that horse. And now the legendary Mike Smith will be riding on Concert Tour. So you got Bob Baffert, you got Mike Smith, two Hall of Famers right there. It's quite the combination for...
I'm smelling a Baffert box bet here. A Baffert box.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan. So tell us who you're picking. And obviously, you mentioned where people can bet, but throw that out there as well so everybody knows where they can put their wager in today if they're interested.
Sure. So, of course, you can make your wager anytime you want on BataviaBets.com. You can also make your wager at any OTB branch or EasyBet. If you go to WesternOTB.com/locations, you can find the one closest to you. We'll be actually making wagers at Batavia Downs Gaming today, which is where I will be. We have two things going on there. Number one, of course, is just wagering inside of the Park Place room, which is to the left. Once you come inside, of course, you get your temperature taken, and you go inside the Park Place room. That begins at noon today, and you can kind of hang out. You can get some barbecue from our Homestretch Grill and just kind of do whatever you need to do in terms of being able to make your wager inside that room. But we also have a party upstairs, the $75 bill, and you get $25 in free play back. You get a buffet. You get a $10 wager on the Preakness. You get three drink tickets, and it's just kind of like our high-end party. So we're doing that as well, but we are accepting walk-in. So that's what's going on. But as far as the race is concerned, Brian, you know, I've got to take the number 3 and the number 10. Both those horses are really good. They're probably going to duel at the front, so we'll see who gets the upper hand there. It's not uncommon to see a horse go wire to wire at the Preakness, so we'll be looking at 3 and 10 at the front. Usually, the horses that race in the Derby often do well in the Preakness. 75% of the Preakness winners raced in the Derby. They may have won the Derby, or they may have at least raced in the Derby. But 75% of all Preakness winners have raced in the Derby just previous to it. So you've got to keep him in mind. He finished seventh in the Derby, and of course the number five, Midnight Bourbon. Now Midnight Bourbon had Mike Smith on his back in the Derby. The trainer didn't like the way Mike Smith rode him, so he switches over to Irad Ortiz, who's one of the hottest jockeys right now. As far as kind of a long shot or a new shooter here, I'm going to look at the number four, Crowded Trade. You've got Chad Brown, who's a great trainer, and, of course, Javier Castellano, who, you never want to bet against Castellano, as my friend says. He's 10-1, and it's just his fourth career start, but he was third in the Wood Memorial, and I think what's interesting about him is, I think he's got what it takes to maybe stalk the lead and maybe just hit the board in third or fourth. So I'm not going to use him on top, but I'll certainly use him in my exotic bets. My tries and supers. We had a couple people, Brian, that bet the dollar super and won $9,000 at the TV Downs for the Kentucky Derby there. And of course, even if they make any sort of a change in Kentucky, unfortunately, that will not make any changes for any bettors. They would take away the title from him of being a Derby winner, but it doesn't change the order of finish in terms of bets that were placed. So
excellent. All right, Ryan. Well, great information as always. You can also hear the race on WGR as well later today if you can't catch it on NBC. Appreciate you as always. And, Ryan, thanks again for providing great prizes for our Tee to Green Fantasy League. We finally had someone pick a winner last week. We actually had six people take Rory McIlroy last week. So we have a six-way tie for first for our month of May. We give away prizes every month, so we'll have another great stay-and-play package to give away to our first-place winner for May coming up here. But we already did it for April. We're going to do one every month, so we appreciate your support of that contest, Ryan. And good luck with your wagers today. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, great. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel.
By the way, I was also unhappy with Midnight Bourbon at the Kentucky Derby because I may have had him in a pool. And
didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
So McIlroy gets picked by six of our players last week. I did not pick McIlroy. Neither did either of you guys.
I had Webb, and he withdrew, so that...
That didn't help.
No, I picked Scottie Scheffler this week.
You had Rahm, and he...
Did not.
Missed the cut.
Yes, first time.
So you're still at zero for the year.
Well, I'm saving all my good players for June. That's what I'm doing.
That's right. See how he missed the cut, though?
I had Finau, who also missed the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's a tough golf course.
How about a quick thought on Rory here, then we'll get Jeff's tip in.
So when he was in contention, he was what I who I thought was going to win down there the way things were shaping up there. Because listen, Rory McIlroy hadn't won in a while. He's on a course that he won twice, a familiar spot. Mm-hmm. So he knows how to play the golf course. His stroke looked great last week. I mean, if you watched him play, his putting stroke looked just excellent. And so that's what gave me confidence that he was going to win. Interesting, though, how about that 18th hole, right? And everybody talks about, oh, he's just got his buddy on the bag. Well, who knows Rory better than his best friend? And he talked him out of trying to hit the shot out of the hazard. I thought that was awesome.
It was
a great shot. It was weird to me that he missed it there. Like, it's the only place you couldn't miss it on that hole was left. I mean,
yeah, but it goes to show you, even the best in the world, adrenaline, exactly. Right? Yeah. I mean,
and he didn't even hit driver. He chose three wood.
Yeah,
but he made it. It's like the worst swing he made.
But the three wood's an easier club to turn over, isn't? Is it not? When you got adrenaline flowing, the swing a little, you swing a little harder, not by design. Yep. Just the adrenaline of winning, the nerves that are there.
Or your hips slow down. So anything, a last-minute thought, who knows. But the shot he hit, the third shot after the penalty. After
incredible shot.
It was an incredible golf shot. He's just straight-up fun to watch. So that's must-see television when Rory's rolling like that.
That shot, that's all the work that he puts in the gym. I mean, to
exactly.
keep your, for
the
for
balance.
Your, that's, your hips,
I was
your glutes,
blown away
your
by
core,
that.
To be able to stay balanced like that in that position, to hit that shot without falling forward, that just, trust me.
And still create that speed that he created there. It was awesome.
An unbelievable shot.
Yeah. So Rory now... the favorite in next week's PGA Championship. We'll get to our picks next segment.
He's the favorite because he won at Kiowa so many years ago.
That too.
Yes.
But he was in the top five, but he actually rose to the top because he won last week.
Sure. So. Well, but it sounds like Spieth was the favorite when he won in Valero right before the Masters.
Yep. Right. All right, our Western York PGA Tip of the Week here, brought to you by the Western York PGA. We talked a lot and debated about all the things with pace of play. Jeff's going to narrow it down to three here. What are the three keys so that you can do as an individual to have a great round to help the whole course for pace of play.
And I think everybody should know these things. First of all, the thing I see a lot is people aren't ready to play when it's their turn. So they're watching their buddy go through their routine and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden their turn to hit. And then they're looking for their club. Then they're looking for their yardage. Then they're be ready to hit as soon as it's your turn. So if your buddy's over there hitting, you should be getting your yardage. You know, if you're walking around behind somebody's back or 30 yards away, it's not affecting their shot. So get ready to hit, and as soon as that person hits, boom, you be ready to hit. The other one I like is ready golf. You know, if you're waiting for someone to get out of the cart or they're texting someone, get up, don't wait for them. You don't need to play who's got the honor in every round of golf. Just if you're ready to hit and nobody else is ready, get up and hit it. And lastly is just be cognizant of your position on the golf course. Be aware where you are in relationship to the other golfers. If you're behind, like we talked earlier, if you get on the tee and the group in front of you is already off that green, you know you're behind. And it only takes one hole, a fast play or so, to catch up. So just be aware of your position. No, like I said before, nobody cares what you shoot. Everybody cares how fast you play and if you're aware of the etiquette.
I'll add, you're not tethered to the cart.
No.
Right? I mean, yeah. You can drop your person off, or, you know, you go to a spot, you can grab your two clubs and walk over to your golf ball.
Grab three.
Yeah.
Yeah, grab the one you think you're going to hit and one on either side.
Yes, you are allowed to get out of the cart.
Yes.
And walk, for sure. All right, let's get to our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard now, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different, and also by Puma Golf Shoes. The prep tournament for this week before next week's PGA Championships, the AT&T Byron Nelson Championship in McKinney, Texas, and Sam Burns. These scores, Kevin, are incredible.
Yes.
65-62. He's 17 under through just two rounds. Two-shot lead on Alex Noren. Other big names that are playing well, Jordan Spieth had a great opening day, 63. He is at 11 under, tied for sixth. Matt Kuchar always plays well in these Texas courses. He is also at 11 under par. Some other names of note, I guess you'd say, that are around the leaderboard. Leishman is 9 under. He's in the top 20. John Rahm is minus 7, but they got a lot of work to go. Sam Burns, by the way, interesting stat.
Recent winner.
Yes, recent winner. How many 36-hole leads has Sam Burns had on the tour this year?
He leads it's at least two. This would be his third because he was leading at the Riviera.
So how about this? It's five. He has more than double anybody else. There's a handful of guys that have had at least two 36-hole leads. Burns has five.
I would have never guessed.
That's amazing.
I would have never guessed.
So he's won, and it's hard to win. You still have two more rounds. You're only halfway done. But my goodness. This guy's having a very good year. He's had a chance to win five times now.
By the way, super nice young man. You know, even if he made back-to-back bogeys to finish the day, still was able to do an interview. That's a message for Faldo. Brian knows why I'm saying that.
I know why you're.
But no,
that's all right.
He's a great young player. You know, came out of college early. He's only 24. When you talk about the young gun, nobody talks about Sam Burns. He's only 24. Amazing young player.
All right. We, of course, will talk lots about the PGA Tour leaderboard next week. The PGA Championship, 2-hour show next week, by the way. And we'll be at Niagara Frontier up in Youngstown. So looking forward to being there for that.
Are we getting breakfast next week?
I hope so.
Last time we were there, didn't we get, like, these amazing omelets?
The steak omelet.
I'm only doing that because they're probably listening right now. Just
I know. You're prepping them.
And if I got to do a 2-hour show, I need, like, you know, the middle portion. I need that fuel.
It does.
That was the biggest steak omelet I ever had in my life.
Despite the reserves that I am currently wearing on me.
This hour-long show takes a toll on your body. You know?
Oh, for sure. That's right. Golf in Southern Ontario in a moment. Our Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. We're all wearing it right now and looking nice. And I also would say it's very comfortable as well. Wearing the hoodie this week. I like it. Stephen Ames, the Canadian. Your leader, one round in the Champions Tour report this week at the Mitsubishi Electric Classic in Duluth, Georgia. He has a one-shot lead on Paul Goidos, who's at 500 par. Gene Sauer's minus 4.
They all had to walk to the golf course. There's no gasoline in Georgia, so
that's right.
That was a tougher track.
Jim Furyk, he's 4 off the lead, as is the guy that we all love to say his name, Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Jimenez.
At the end. I know. So Ames is your leader. I see the big Canadian flag here as I'm reading the leaderboard. Kevin, Southern Ontario still cannot play golf. And we feel for them.
Yes.
And we know we have people right now listening in Southern Ontario that listen to WGR a lot. They're listening right now, and our heart goes out to you if you're a golfer.
This makes no sense to me that they can do other outdoor activities. If everything was banned, if it was all just stay inside. But listen, the weather's nice. It's been science says it's okay to be outdoors, all right? And the Premier of Ontario, for what he explained, he's supposed to give an update the other day. It's Thursday, giving an update, and they're all like hopeful. Okay, you know, Golf Canada, Golf Ontario, the industry is like giving him evidence, proof, all these things. And his reasoning was anecdotal. He's like, well, you know, I'm going to paraphrase, but he said, my buddies, I know what they do. They carpool, and they have pops afterwards. That's gathering. Like, how do you generalize every golfer like that when they had protocols last year that they're going to follow? The protocols we still had to follow, and in some cases still do. Show up 50 minutes before your tee time. You have to leave right after. Not, like, that's changed here because we have more abundant vaccine. I get all that part, but like the golfers, if you follow them on social media, if you follow any people in the industry, said everybody who wants to golf is willing to go by those guidelines, yeah. Not riding a cart together, all those things. People need to work. Like, there are people, they've had to lay off people.
You know, the golf industry is a bigger industry than the motion picture industry, and you're cutting the legs out of one of your, an important industry, an important source of and taxes. It's everything.
Yes.
And I'm surprised something as safe an outdoor experience as golf, they just wipe it out. It seems arbitrary and...
It is arbitrary. The way he explained it, by just saying, well, you know, I talked to my buddies and this is what, like, that's your reasoning?
And let's also, we every day, more and more, the people that know a lot more about the virus and the vaccine than we do, keep saying that outdoors more and more is safer to be. Yep. So, and you're not congregating in a group of 10,000 people. You're with four people on a golf course.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. If science came out and said, hey, you know,
golf course
is the worst thing you can do because COVID comes out of fairways and greens. It's amazing. Like, okay, but that's not what's happening.
And some of them are going to have maybe fold if you don't have any revenue for that extended period of time and you're still paying taxes and bills.
Or they can't pay staff to maintain the golf course.
Right. All those jobs.
Right?
I know, it's too bad.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It's awful.
Oh, we hope next week on the show we're talking that maybe Ontario's changed their minds. Okay, let's take a quick time out here. We are live at Diamond Hawk. By the way, you want to make a tee time? DiamondHawkGolf.com is the best way to do it. If you want to hold your event here, contact Freddie Zillner, the Director of Golf Operations, F. Zillner, Z-I-L-L-N-E-R, at DiamondHawkGolf.com.
If you want to just come for good food, right? The restaurant's open to the public. Don't have to golf to come and have a good time at the Hawk.
That's right. Absolutely. Ryder Cup Report. PGA Championship picks. Get those ready, guys. That'll be coming up next. Mickelson's going to get to play at a major. We'll have that. And Roger Goodell's day with him and his buddies. Sounding phenomenal. All that coming up here. One segment to go from Diamond Hawk here with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up here from Diamond Hawk right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tee to Green coming up. Let's get the latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report is being brought to you by Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence.
Yeah, contact my friend Frank Jumpa there. Save some money on your insurance, home, car, insure all your stuff. Save me money. Frank Jumpa, Jumpa Agency. Also want to tell you about our friends at Scroy Financial. They're celebrating 50 years in business this year. Second generation financial planning firm assisting fourth generation clients. They've been helping families here in Western New York since 1971. Whether you're just starting out or would like to review your current plan, set up a meeting, complimentary one-hour consultation. Their office is in West Seneca, 674-6700, scroyfinancial.com, S-G-R-O-I financial.com.
All right, so you heard Ryder Cup Report there, and as we said, brought to you by the Jumpa Agency. And the Ryder Cup Report here, as we get to it this week, the U.S. team right now, the standings, the automatic six that would make it for this year at Whistling Straits, DJ, DeChambeau, JT, Morikawa, Schauffele, and Koepka currently holds the last spot right now. He played this week for the first time since the Masters. He missed the cut. played with 71-70, minus three, but that's not good enough. Minus, I think, six under was the cut here. Six under is what made it. Koepka, is he going to be battling injuries all year, Kevin? It seems like this could be a long story that won't go away.
Well, you know, it's interesting. His knee, trying to come back from that. And, you know, DJ's got the same issue. Withdrew this week because still rehabbing knee injuries.
Yeah, they're trying to get healthy for next week, I would imagine.
For the PGA Championship. So, I think Koepka will be back at some point. I think it'd be interesting to see if he tries to get leaner. There's a lot of beef there. I mean, he's a very muscular guy, but, you know, maybe take some less torque on that knee.
Yeah, he's big and straight. I don't know. That's his body type, though, you know?
I know, yeah. I know the body type, Jeff.
We'll get our PGA Championship picks here in a moment, but a couple of news and notes from the week here as we broadcast live from Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga. Phil Mickelson's going to play at Torrey Pines for the U.S. Open. He accepted a special exemption, so I think good news all around there. We all love watching Lefty play.
Yeah, he's a good story, and he'll be, you know, out west. He's going to he might be competitive. He might make the cut there, I have a feeling.
That'd be great. I think I'm glad he accepted.
Yeah. We mentioned the dream day, so Roger Goodell probably gets some perks as being the NFL commissioner. Even more than you get, Kevin, as being one of the TD Green hosts.
He certainly
here.
Makes more. I was going to get like $45 million.
Yeah.
That's a salary.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
He's a Jamestown boy, isn't he?
Yeah. I could do that job, by the way.
You could? I'd do it for
so
half.
So could you.
I'd do it for half.
Yeah. So, report this week that says Roger Goodell and a couple of his friends are going to play Pine Valley, Augusta National, and Cypress all in the same day. They're going to do it, they said, within the next week or so. They can't go to, like, summer solstice because Augusta actually is closed
right
at that time. But they're going to start at the crack of dawn at Pine Valley, then go to Augusta National, and then go play Cypress all in one day. How'd you like to be in Roger Goodell's foursome there?
That's a cool deal. It's cool they're doing it, and just another reason to boo them.
Yes.
At the draft, right?
Absolutely.
But you know what? Listen, any golfer listeners say, oh, good for him, we'd all do it if we could.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
In a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they flying commercial in between each round there, Kevin, or no?
Middle seats on Delta.
Yeah, paying extra for their bags.
That's right. All right, our PGA Championship next week. Again, we'll be on for 2 hours from Niagara Frontier. And follow us on Twitter, at T2GBuffalo, and also follow Niagara Frontier Golf Club on Twitter. We're going to be giving away rounds to Niagara Frontier each day of the tournament next week. So make sure you're following us there. Yes, we are.
Awesome.
So thanks to our friends at Niagara Frontier. We'll be there next week. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at T2GBuffalo and at Niagara Frontier. They will also be
giving
away.
Twitter feed? Right here. Diamond Hawk.
Diamond Hawk's got a great
Twitter feed.
Yes.
For sure. They got a lot of good pictures about their food and course.
And they pick on Kevin, so I like that.
And they pick on Kevin, who still owes them a dance, by the way. All right, let's get our PGA Championship picks here. It's going to be at the Ocean Course, Kiawah Island. Beautiful scene. We're going to have some great views. McIlroy won it the last time it was there. He shot 13 under. That was back in 2012. That was his second major. He's the betting favorite going in this week. Kevin, McIlroy's 10-1. DJ, Rahm, JT are 12-1. DeChambeau 14-1, Spieth, Schauffele 16-1. That's kind of your top group there. You got to pick within that group, or are you going to go outside?
You know, I'm going to go outside the group. I just and somebody who's won this year on the PGA Tour, and I don't know why. I'm going with this because of Ocean, and I'd love to see this guy win a major. I'm going to go with Mark Leishman. Okay. How about that for off the board?
He's playing well this week. Leishman.
The one in New Orleans with Cameron Smith.
He's 66-1.
All right.
I like that. Jeff, where are you going?
I like Schauffele. I just think he seems to be one of those guys that turns it up for the majors also, and he's just uber talented. I feel like he's due to collect one of these, and I think the PGA is, you know, it's the strongest field in golf, and it's I think that's the guy I'd put my money on.
I'd love to see Rory win again.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching him play when he's in the zone. I'll go off the board, too, 40-1. I'm going to go Cameron Smith and the mullet.
All right, so there you go. The teammate of Leishman in New Orleans.
That's right. The two of them won in New Orleans. I think he's been playing well. He's been in contention in majors.
Great putter.
So I'll go Cameron Smith here. It is the hardest tournament to pick.
Can I tell you who I'd like to see win? Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, he's not going to.
No,
he got an exemption.
He got an exemption,
and he missed the cut this week at the AT&T. He is struggling.
He's just
isn't Rahm struggling too? He didn't go to the Open qualifier. He's hoping to qualify. He's not qualified for the U.S. Open.
I'm thinking of Jason Day. Jason Day, by the way, like he's expecting his fourth child any minute. So he's right.
That'll mess up a golf game.
Yeah.
Let's finish here. 30 seconds left. This week was the 23rd anniversary. Want to feel old? This week was the 23rd year anniversary of the final Seinfeld episode. 23 years ago.
Really?
Was the final episode. So.
Wow.
That makes you feel old. How about this? So.
We hit golf balls in the ocean and get in the blowhole of a whale.
Golf.com said to rank your all-time golf moments on Seinfeld. There's so many of them. You got the caddy. Remember the caddy is the lawyer?
Yes.
You got the scene where Kramer walks into Jerry's apartment, just throws the club down. You take these! I'm done! I love that. But the one that definitely got the most votes you mentioned. George pretends to be a marine biologist. He reaches in with the waves crashing down on me. I reached into the blowhole. I could see something was obstructing his breath. And I reached in and found. He pulls out. They're at the diner, of course. And Titleist. Is that a Titleist? And Kramer, hole in one. Great scene.
The sea was angry that day.
The sea was angry that day, my friend. That's a great line. Good call on that, Kevin. That's right. That's a great scene. Really is. Yep, golf on Seinfeld. Love those scenes. Okay, next week we'll be at Niagara Frontier for 2 hours as we put a wrap here from Diamond Hawk. Again, you want to make a tee time, diamondhawkgolf.com, or contact Freddie Zillner here, the Director of Golf Operations, if you want to hold your event here, fzillner@diamondhawkgolf.com. Thanks to everybody, the new ownership team as well, for their warm welcome as always. Corey Griswold, thank you, back in our studios in Amherst. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine. Hope you can play golf this weekend. And we'll talk to you next week from Niagara Frontier Golf Club right here on WGR.
A hole in one, huh?
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.